Be my smooth vocal tones, could it be my eye color or the fact I'm 1970 soul brother? Imagine me your husband, 100% every man. So woman, will you take my hand? It's got to be in the master's plan. So don't worry, soul woman, you got me. It was your beauty, your charm that caught me. I picked you out of a crowd. Within my soul, I was shouting loud. You stepped to me and said hello. Gave me a smile, then you walked through the door. Bell started ringing in my mind. Songbirds began to sing, and it sounded like a new jack swing. Yeah. Tripping on a moment in time. I remember the day I first saw your face. Your soul glow, you lit up the place. I knew right then I had to know your name. I was hoping you felt the same. You stepped to me, said hello, gave a smile, then walked through the door. Bells started ringing in my mind. Songbirds began to sing, and it sounded like a new jack swing. Yeah, yeah.
May I have this dance with you for a life?
Platform again. Welcome everybody. Yeah. Thank you all for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up. Phone lines are open. Call in. Lee Austin, hey, you done did it again.
Yeah. Had to come back with another one. Yeah, I had to get back in there and introduce what's going on in my mind on this one. Yeah, so I'm glad to be back. Good to be back. This is the ninth time, I believe.
And, yes, it is.
Yes, it's good to be back. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me back.
All right. Oh, wow. Dance of a Lifetime. What inspired you to do that track?
Well, you know, I was thinking about a dance, you know, and, you know, I wanted to use an example of a dance that would never end. You know, so it's like, you know when you danced with, you know, with,
yeah,
the day or with, you know, that song only lasts for, you know, 3.5 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever, you know, but, you know, then it's over with, you know. But this right here, I'm talking about a dance of a lifetime. I'm talking about, you know, you spending the rest of your life with me and vice versa. I use some concepts of that guitar riff that I'm playing. It came from that concept of Average White Band with Schoolboy Crush.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So I wanted to pick up on that and use a rhythm that would also define the song. You know, It's not a Schoolboy Crush, but it's a crush. You know, you know, so it, you know, and when you're really into someone and you really love them and you have a crush on them, and it's, you know, so I use that concept of that particular guitar riff to also define the song as well. In there, I'm talking about, you know, songbirds sing and it sounded like a New Jack Swing. Yeah, so I wanted to keep a New Jack Swing concept as well. You know, a nice dance, you know, in the 90s we had the New Jack Swing. So New Jack Swing had a lot of dance tunes that were upbeat, up-tempo. And so I wanted to use that concept of a New Jack Swing. So lyrically, I wanted to use that as a reference as well. You know, songbirds sing, it sound like a New Jack Swing. So I said, okay, so I'll use that. So it all fit. It all fit to what I did, the direction I wanted to go with that song.
Yeah. I was floored when I first heard it, when you sent it to me. I said, wow, sound like he's rapping to a young lady there. And I'm like, yeah, let a man come to me and talk like it. I'm with it.
And you know, that, you know, and really, the things I'm saying in that, it actually happened. I was doing a recording, and a live recording for a client, and didn't know my wife's name, didn't even know none of that. And so when the session ended, you know, I was walking out the door. She was walking ahead of me, and she turned around. And she said, hello, thank you for coming and all that. And then she turned around and walked through the door. So I used some of that in the song because some of that was actually happened. So I used that as an inspiration to actually do the song. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, that is awesome. Thank you for that story. Thank you.
Yeah.
So what you really been working on since the last time you was on the show here, this is our eighth time?
Yeah,
right?
About the ninth, I think. Yeah, eight, nine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How's the jewelry business going? And you got new T-shirts that say Gullah Soul.
Yeah.
I want one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to have to get you one. We'll definitely have to get you one of those. The jewelry is Gullah Soul Music Heritage Jewelry, based upon my Gullah heritage. And you know, my wife comes up with these concepts. I got stuff rolling around in my head, and when I see it, I'll tell you, yeah, that's it right there. The Soul Woman collection, which is Soul Woman, that's a very hot item as well. And I explain to people all the time that you know, you don't have to be Gullah to get this stuff, to get the jewelry or the shirts. You know, we make the necklaces where, you know, they fit you. You know, your persona, who you are. You don't have to be Gullah. And I explain that to people because I get people from different ethnic groups that actually buy these necklaces. And I explain to them that it's not about you being Gullah, it's about me sharing my heritage with you, and you're able to understand, you know, that it's a soul thing we got going on. You know, when I got brothers that actually buy the Soul Brother for Life necklaces.
Wow.
I get brothers that buy that because it's a brotherhood. It's about a brotherhood. It's not about you being Gullah. It's about you being brotherhood. You know, a brother may want to give that to his sister or his brother. You know, I'm a soul brother for life, meaning that, you know, hey, man, I got you for life, man. I mean, I'm going to be with you. I got your back no matter what. You know, I'm going to be there. And so it's not about being gullah per se. It's just about the what's going on in your soul, what's going on in your heart, what's going on in your mind. And so when I explain that to people, they get a better understanding of what this gullah soul, heritage jewelry means. And so it's one of those things that that when I'm explaining it to them, they clearly get an understanding of my direction with this. Even the T-shirts, I got the Gullah Soul 1970 shirts in as well. A lot of these things you can go on numberonemusic.com. That's where I am. You see the slideshow on there of the necklaces, and I'm modeling the T-shirts and stuff. And you know, we have large, extra large, 2X, whatever. You know, again, it's not about being gullah. It's about sharing with you my heritage of who I am, and so the you know, that's what we're doing, and so far everything is good. I'm really excited about what's happening at this point. Lord willing, stepping into a new year, I'm already, you know, I already have my feet at full speed right now, stepping into a new year with this right here, with this new project. And with the T-shirts, with the necklaces, and everything. So I'm very excited about the direction right now.
All right, then. Thank you for that information. Wow.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So let's get into some more music of yours, some new music. Song of Solomon. Can you explain that track there and what inspired you to create it?
Oh, yes. You know, there are a lot of married couples or people that, you know, that are, you know, I guess they want to be married, you know, and I believe, you know, a lot of times if we're not careful, we'll listen to the wrong information, the wrong cliches and all of this. And biblically, you know, I know what it says, you know, when you marry your husband, and your wife, you cling to one another and nobody else's business, you know? And so, you know, I didn't marry my wife's family. She didn't marry mine. I married her. She married me. You know, and so it's, you know, I think a lot of people, it's so many issues going on. I think we need to get back to that right there. It's you and me, not in-laws and everybody else. That particular scripture, that Song of Solomon 5:9-16, that's where I got that concept from, because there were other people talking and putting, you know, their two cents in, their thoughts and everything else and all that. So it's like, you know, and it's like that today. It's in the Song of Solomon, and it's also in real life. I think too many people involve everybody else in their family and their friends and your marriage, and they got no business in that. So this song came to me in this way, in this concept. So I said, okay, let me speak my mind concerning this on this level, and this is what I came up with.
Okay. Well, how about letting us listen to the track?
All right.
We'll take it from there. You stay right there, Lee. We'll be right back.
All right.
Love me. Join together. Holy matrimony.
Love me.
Husband and wife standing strong together on the strength.
Love me.
I'm not even worried about or concerned about what they're talking about over there.
Love me.
Because as long as we got each other, that's all that really matters. Let the haters hate and the lovers keep loving. If you
Track there is Song of Songs 5:9-16 by Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music. All right, Lee Austin. You still with me?
I'm still with you.
Can you go ahead and give your website information and where your music can be purchased at online?
Yes. For everything, Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music. The necklaces, t-shirts, music purchases and downloads, you can go to https://// N as in Nancy, the number 1, M as in Mike, .com/ LeeAlston. You go there, you can see the slideshow of the merchandise. It's, everything is Gullah Soul Music. And while you're looking at the slideshow, you hit whatever song you want to listen to and listen to that while you're while you're looking. So, and have availability for downloads, purchases, and all that there as well.
All right. Thank you for that information.
You're welcome.
So, do you have any future music projects you want to tease us about?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I started working on a new project. As a matter of fact, last week, about January, I'm hoping to have it done. A couple of singles that I'm working on right now. Keep everything moving. Keep everything lively. I signed a booking management deal with a booking agency from Switzerland, as a matter of fact. They're going to book me, help me to get virtual concerts going, be able to do virtual concerts and stuff. So hopefully in the near future, you all be able to see me virtually perform this music, which is a major deal for me. I'm very excited about that. I have a couple of acts that that reached out to me, and they want me to help produce them, to show them the ropes, give them some ideas, some advice. So they went to numberonemusic.com and listened to what I'm doing, and so they were impressed, and so they see they needed some help in some areas musically, and so they asked if I could help produce a couple of projects for them, and some things are happening, and so I'm very excited about what the direction is right now and where we're going.
All right, that's a blessing, and thank you that information. Thank you. So,
yeah, you're welcome.
Will you be doing any upcoming events you want to mention? Any online events or any upcoming scheduled performances?
Well, as soon as the booking agency gets me set up, I'll be. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come back on your show, of course, with some new music, and I'll be able to talk about that as well. I'm also going to be posting that on numberonemusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
I have, oh my gosh, so many followers from Norway, France, Italy, Switzerland, Sweden,
mm-hmm.
Spain, Germany, so many in the U.S. as well. So a lot of my followers and subscribers have been keeping up with me on numberonemusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my go-to music website. That's where I'm doing everything now, is with that website. And so to keep up with me, that's where y'all going to need to go. And I'll be back on Brenda's program as well for all of you that tuned into her program and keep y'all informed of what's going on as well.
Right. And thank you for that information. You are also on Facebook and Instagram under Lee Austin as well, correct?
Yes, but I use numberonemusic.com. Here lately, things have been really taking off, soaring on that particular music website. So that's why I direct everybody to go there.
Okay.
With the numberonemusic.com website, I'm able to do a little bit more. Create slideshows. I'm able to talk a little bit if I want to or whatever, and put that up there. And so that's why I'm really using numberonemusic.com right now as my vehicle. And so for everyone listening, if you want to follow me, you want to know what's happening, I suggest you just go to numberonemusic.com and you'll know everything I'm doing. What's happening with me, new projects. Of course, I'll be on Let's Jazz It Up, Radio Blog Talk Radio .com. I'll be on here as well. But the media that you want to use is numberonemusic.com to keep up with me.
All right. Thank you for that information.
Yeah. You're
welcome. Well, I'll be playing the last track on our showcase here this evening. That will be Gullah Soul Lyric. What is the inspiration and story behind that track there, Lee Austin?
Yeah, Gullah Soul Lyric, December 3rd, 2020. That's what I named it because of mine. And, about dialogue. And, it's important, being in a, especially in a marriage, that, you keep the dialogue going,
Yeah.
And so I'm saying some things in there about understanding that, she doesn't want to play any more games and I don't want to play any more games. And, let's get this thing together for real. It's like a lot of people don't dialogue no more. I remember, you'll be on the phone before you know it, the sun is up. Talk on the phone, sun coming up. That's what. I believe a lot of people need to get back to dialogue and instead of texting everything all the time and actually get back into the art of dialoguing and speaking. And so, being able to express yourself, a lot of people are not able to express themselves, being able to talk about our eyes. How do our eyes look to you? you know, things like that, things that you would, that you take for granted every day, stop taking it for granted, and then begin to look at her, begin to look at him and say, hey, wait a minute, hold on a minute. Let me get my eyes in another direction here. Let me open them up a little bit more, and let me look now, and let me see some things I've been missing all this time. And that's what happens. You do that, things get away from you, and then, things start going cold and everything else, because, you got to remember the day you got him and the day you got her, and maintain that. Yeah, so this particular song came to my mind, again, reading the Song of Solomon. I said, but you know what, I'm going to just, you know, come up with some things that's on my mind, what I'm feeling right now, and that's why I called it that. So this idea came to my head, and that's how I put it down.
Well, I like it. And, I've been married twice, but I've been single for a long time. It's like a breath of fresh air hearing the lyrics of your music and from the Bible, some of your lyrics. And it's true in today's time. There's a lot of folks don't know how to communicate. They cutting short and skipping on a lot of stuff. And then they turn around, they don't know what happened. But the thing is, it's all in music. And in music, you can't miss it, And I really like what you're doing, and I hope you keep doing it forever.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
So as we move along, you're more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you in all these three new tracks. And congratulations on the new t-shirts, getting ready for 2021, and your jewelry. You have any shout outs you want to give at this moment?
Yeah, for this evening, I definitely want to give a shout out to you. I mean, your platform has been instrumental in my journey and in the direction where I'm headed right now. I'm going to give a shout out to my wife, for her diligence in creating these masterpieces, the ideas are in my head with the necklaces and everything, and the shout out to the people who are working with me behind the scenes, bookings and future projects on that level, and so I'm just grateful. For this gift to be able to do what I do. I have so many people tell me when I first started doing my own style or trying to create my own genre, my own movement, and I had different ones, of course, tell me, man, that won't work because everybody is doing this. No, everybody ain't doing that. Because I'm not doing that. I'm doing what I need to do, what I feel like I need to do, direction. And so, and a lot of times, being musicians or singers or artists, sometimes we make the mistake of listening to other musicians or artists, and we pattern ourselves after them. And sometimes, we need to take a step back and figure out, okay, that's what they're doing. I need to figure out what I need to do. And so that I didn't want to emulate anybody. I didn't want to be mainstream. I wanted to create my own genre, which by hard work I did, the whole Gullah Soul music thing. And so when people are actually emailing me and the booking agency and people like that, they're emailing me and telling me they're studying my music. And I'm like, wow, I got people sampling my music now. I got hip-hop producers sampling my music right now.
Wow.
And so for me to have my music sampled, I mean, that's like, James Brown, Average White Band, Miles Davis. I mean, Isaac Hayes. These people had their music sampled. And so for me to have my music sampled, to me, that's like an honor for me to have somebody call me and say, man, can I sample your music? Yeah, man,
right.
Go ahead, do what you want to do with it. So, yeah, man, so, I mean, that's, to me, that's an awesome experience to be able to experience that. And so I just want to tell everybody out there, man, just do what you feel is right for you. I can't be what everybody else wanted me to be. I had to be Lee Austin,
right.
Gullah Soul Music.
Right.
And
right.
So I just want to give a shout out to my followers, my fans, my subscribers, especially on numberonemusic.com. And if you're listening right now, for those of you here in the U.S., in across seas, U.K., Germany, everybody over there, man, I love y'all. I thank y'all for y'all support and for your encouraging words. And, you know, without y'all, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing as far as making movement like I'm moving, because y'all are the ones that are doing the downloads. Y'all are the ones that are purchasing. And so with that, I'm grateful and I'm thankful.
All right, let's give everyone an applause that they keep on.
Yeah, yeah.
We're coming to a close. Our fun is almost over. I would like for you to give any words of encouragement while we're dealing with dark times today. The pandemic is still going, ongoing. Any words of encouragement you want to give, Lee Austin?
Yeah, I believe the best encouragement that I can give anyone is if you want to put your faith in a individual or a power, I would definitely say put your faith in God during this time, man, because you know, his peace and his love, his joy will sustain. I mean, that's all I know, you know, at this point in my life as well. And, you know, I look back on where I come from, and we didn't have nothing, man. I mean, you know, my brother and I, we started playing drums with tree branches. You know, and we couldn't afford drumsticks, couldn't afford guitar picks, you know, and all this stuff, and, you know, and people would ask me to move out of the way. I was trying to play my guitar, and they would, you know, slide me out the way. And I'm standing there holding my guitar, you know. I was 8, 9 years old, you know. Yeah, I sucked it up and, you know, and just maintained and kept going at it till, you know, I'm actually living the dream for real, you know. And, you know, where we come from, you know, I'm not going to forget that. And so it was my faith in God, and my mom, dad taught us that, my grandmother taught us that. You know, you know, your faith in God is where we need to place our faith, because he's the only one really that can fix all this anyway. But we have to believe and trust in him, and, you know, and that's what my faith is. And, that's the best advice that I can give anybody during these hard times. I've lost some loved ones, some friends during this time, you know, from the COVID and everything. And, you know, and so I know as many other people have lost loved ones and going through some things right now, this pandemic, with the economy and everything that's going on. But all I can tell you is to believe and trust in God for real. I mean, he's the only one that can help you. You know, I'm a living witness because he's helping me. So that's the best advice I can give anybody. And stay true to who you are. And, you know, don't let people discourage you. You have a dream, go after it. You know, it may take a little bit, but you'll get there. And, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, a lot of people won't believe in your vision. And that's the way it is. But you got to believe in your vision. You got to believe that what my vision is for me. That's what I got to do. Don't look for people to validate you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that what you're doing is solid. You got to believe what you're doing is solid. As long as you have that for yourself, you know, I don't need to go call people and ask them, hey, man, you know, what do you think about this? And I don't need people to validate Lee Austin, because I got enough faith within myself to know I'm going to make some movement. You know, it may take me a minute, but I'm going to get there. So just be encouraged, y'all, and just hold on and just remain and keep your faith in God.
Mm-hmm. All right. And thank you for those words of encouragement, Lee Austin.
Nothing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So we're going to end the show. And, Lee, you know you're welcome to come back. I'll be waiting for that 2021.
Oh, yeah, I will be back. Yeah, I will be back.
and I'm going to spin Gullah Soul Lyric. And stay tuned for more music for my upcoming shows with some other artists. I want to say good night, everyone, but I'm not done yet. So stay tuned. That is Gullah Soul Lyric by Lee Austin of Gullah Soul Music. Stay tuned. I have another track I want to play. It is by Wilfred Ninja Felix. He is my upcoming musician, guitarist for jazz music coming up December 16th of 2020. One of his tracks that I do love is Unity, and that's off his new album, Time. I want you to take time to take a listen, and hopefully you'll be able to tune in later this week to the upcoming guest, Wilfred Felix Ninja. He will be my next upcoming guest on my show. So I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out for Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Thank you all for tuning in. Good night. Thank you.
What's happening, y'all?
It's Will the Thrill from Wilf and Ninja Freelix. Unity featuring the Queen.
Here we go.